Curtis Martin is the founder of what's called the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, often called FOCUS. And in an online talk that I heard once, he told this story. Teacher goes to a blackboard and writes down two words, ignorance and apathy. The teacher asks the students if anyone can define those two words. Student raises her hand and says, I don't know and I don't care. Which is the correct answer. The point that he goes on to make in his talk is we often get those two confused, or perhaps not in the correct order, when it comes to the church. My generation of priests has been sometimes called John Paul II soldiers. He came into age during his pontificate. A lot of us made the assumption that if people really knew, like we're taught, the richness and the beauty of our faith, that would renew the church. The problem is, it doesn't work. Our work in the church today needs to address that more basic, fundamental question. Why should I care? Apathy. Not ignorance. Catechesis is important. We have an amazing intellectual tradition in our church, but it's not the first step. It's not the first step. And so these past years here at St. Thomas, but also other forward-looking parishes, we see a shift from catechesis to evangelization. A shift from addressing ignorance to addressing apathy. A shift from focusing on what do I need to know? To the more basic question, why should I even care? We come to know the Lord most intimately, not from reading books or from faith formation classes, which I still call CCD, because I'm old school. We come to know the Lord most intimately from personal prayer coupled with hearing the stories of faith of other people. Stories that when people say something like, this is what the Lord did for me in a way that I did not expect or even want, those are great stories. Stories like today's gospel about, rather long gospel, about the man born blind. And the line that just spoke to me this week is the response of the blind man while he's being interrogated, actually harassed, by all these religious people. What happened? And the blind man simply responds this way. All I know is that I was blind and now I see. All this other stuff, I don't know anything about it. All I know is that I was blind, and now I see. We learn from stories of people of faith, people that we know. It happens in this parish in our resident and student small groups. It happens at the recent Antioch and CEW retreat weekends. It happens at our Cup of Wake and Carpenter Shop large group events, places where people can tell the story. What has God done in your life? And they happen in conversations outside of the church as well. When parents and grandparents and mentors can speak to what Jesus has done in their lives from their personal experience. When they tell stories that say, you know, before I used to worry, and now I trust. Before I was addicted, and now I'm free. Before, I was self-centered. And now I seek to serve other people. Before I was stingy, and now I'm generous. Before I was bitter, and now I laugh. When we hear those stories, we ask the most obvious question, how did that happen? How did that happen in your life? And the answer that we hear is, I didn't do it. In fact, a lot of times, I didn't even want it. I didn't do it. That happened because God did it. When the man, blind man, was asked what happened to him after he encountered Jesus, he simply said, All I know is that I was blind before, and now I see. If that is all that he knows about Jesus, he knows enough.